Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. A dramatic verdict in the high-profile sexual assault case against Bruce Lehrman. Justice Michael Lee has formally ruled in favour of Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson. Lee found Lehrman did not care whether Brittany Higgins consented to sex, and on the balance of probabilities, Lehrman sexually assaulted Ms. Higgins. Lehrman maintains his innocence. The New South Wales Premier wants to look at the current restrictions for security guards in crowded settings following the Bondi Junction stabbing attack.
I'll wait for that report, but I need to say that the government is considering any additional measures to keep the public safe in relation to those restrictions.
Chris Minns speaking there. Six people were killed, eight others remain in hospital, including a nine-month-old baby whose condition has improved. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese praising the bravery of those who tried to stop the killer.
Once again, we're reminded that the toughest of times, Australians show the best of the Australian character.
Melbourne is witnessing a wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations today, but not without disruptions. Police arrested 14 people across three separate actions. And grocery giants like Nestle and Coca-Cola could be facing a Senate grilling. They're accused of jacking up prices of popular brands, squeezing supermarkets, who then pass the cost on to consumers. The Senate is asking if these giants are playing fair and if there is a better way to keep groceries affordable. Port Adelaide is sweating on the scan results of injured defender Brandon Zirk-Thatcher. The 25-year-old went down late in the Power's three-point thriller over Frio on Saturday. Coach Ken Hinckley says the result was no fluke.
We practiced the close finish because we know the close finish is more often than not going to happen against Fremantle.
And Jason Dunstall will become the latest legend in the Australian Football Hall of Fame. The Hawthorn champion and the game's third all-time leading goal kicker will be officially inducted at a ceremony in June.